everybody. It's Rick Armand. We are back at the Kohl Center in Madison, and we welcome you to the WIAA State Individual Wrestling Tournament Reports brought to you by Pernod Hazy Meats. And our 195-pound match with Gabe Klatt of Beaver Dam is underway right now. Gabe is taking on Jose Medina Garzon, a 24-10 senior from Nicolet. And, of course, we all know Gabe's record is 49-1 on the year, losing his opening match against a wrestler from Milton and has just been going crazy since then. Gabe in control of that single leg, and he goes down and breaks down Garzon and gets the two-point takedown. Great job by Gabe. You know, Gabe is one of those sneaky 195-pounders. And what I mean by that is sometimes a 195-pound kid can be a little bit bigger, a little bit heavier, and maybe doesn't move quite as fluidly as what Gabe does. Gabe right now has already got his wrestler wrapped up with a arm pin on the far side, and with that, he already got some back points, believe it or not. Gabe Klatt is up 5-0. He is up in a hurry in this first round. Now he's trying to get that far side cradle, but Garzon was able to kick out of it. Gabe Klatt will grab the wrist and now will pin the elbow. And oh, nice move by Klatt. He gets Garzon on his back once again. He's going to get a couple of good back points here, although he's not going to get enough back pressure to get a pin out of him as Garzon is able to roll out of it. But Gabe right now is up 8-0. Garzon tries to stand up and Gabe slaps him back to the mat. There is 25 seconds left in the first period, and Gabe Klatt is up 8-0. Now, he's got that near side chicken wing and will try to roll Garzon on his back, but only about 13 seconds left. I don't know if Gabe's going to have enough time. Garzon doing a good job right now of blocking that chicken wing, and Gabe will be happy with just laying on top of Garzon as the first period expires. Gabe Klatt leading 8-0 at 195-pound match. Jose Medina Garzon, a 24-10 senior from Nicolet. By the way, Kyler Neuberger of Beaver Dam, the 132-pounder, a winner earlier today. By the way, Gabe has just deferred in the second period. And now we're waiting to see what Garzon will do. So he will he take down? Now we're officials right now stopping the match. By the way, Neuberger won earlier today. He'll be wrestling tonight, trying to get to the semifinals. Meanwhile, Jaden Yannick of Oconomowoc lost his match. Quentin Wolbert, his teammate, won his match on a pin, so he'll be wrestling later on. And Noel Diebert of Hartford, the 160-pounder, lost 14-6. Both Diebert and Yannick, who lost their matches, now will be waiting to see if they have a chance at a wrestle back. We're delayed here now, folks, and I don't understand what is being discussed, if they're having problems with the scoring devices, but this happened right before the wrestlers were supposed to start. They came out on the mat, took off their tops, and then all of a sudden they told them to put it back on. Okay, now they got everything worked out, and they're back in the center of the circle. Wrestler starting in an up position. Gabe Klatt up 8-0. He goes in deep for a double. Gets the double leg takedown and takes Medina Garzon right on his back for back points. Now they're kind of dangerously on the edge right now, but Gabe still had his 2 feet in the circle. And the referee will stop the match and bring him back into the center with Gabe Klatt up 13-0 now, getting the takedown and then getting the back points. Gabe Klatt dominating this match. Let's see if he can tech fall him. Make it an early night. Gabe's in the up position with 1:26 left in the period. Tries to reach around. Grabs the near side arm now. Gets that arm in a chicken wing. And I'll tell you right now, Garzon has spent so much time on his back and so much time underneath that he's got to be gassed. He's literally doing nothing. Kind of waiting for the official to give him the hand and say, either you start doing something, we're going to start taking some points away. Gabe Klatt trying to get in that far side cradle. He's got it. Can he roll him, though? He is able to roll him. Gabe Klatt able to roll Garzon. Let's see if he can get that cradle in deep enough. Nope, he was not able to. He did get 2 points, and that is the match. Gabe Klatt was able to get 2 points. Actually, they're going to give him 3 points on that, making it a 16-0 decision, which is a technical fall, and Gabe Klatt will move on to the next round. This Bernard Hazy Meets Wrestling Report brought to you also by Columbus Family Dental, Air Care, Pine Hills Trucking, Ergo Bank, McKinstry's Home Furnishings, Metalcraft of Mayville, Richards Insurance, Beaverdam Piggly Wiggly, Kevin Carnot American Family Insurance. We'll have more from the Kohl Center coming up a little later on here on 1430 WBEV.